Miller's Tale. When thus the knight his tale had fully told, in all the company, both young and old, was none but praised it for nobility, and held it fit to keep in memory, and in particular the gentlefolk. Then swore our landlord, laughing as he spoke, "This goeth aright, the bag is opened wide. Now let us see who tells the next," he cried, "for of a truth we prosper with our plan. Now ye, some monk, come tell us, if you can, something to pay the knight off for his tale." The miller, that with drink was ghastly pale, so it was wonder how the fellow sat, he would not doff his hood or lift his hat, or wait in courtesy on any man, but in a mighty pilot's voice began to swear by blood and bones in fearful fashion,
"I know a noble tale for this occasion with which to pay the knight off for his lay. If anything amiss ye hear me say, put it against the Southwark ale, I pray, for I will tell a legend and a life, both of a carpenter and of his wife.